Luke chapter 24 tonight. Let's go ahead and get in the Word of God. And I've been battling this because it's not all that deep and it probably won't take all that long. That's the second best news you've heard tonight. But I hope it'll be a blessing to you. I really do. Luke chapter 24, what has gone on here, the Lord just went to an old rugged cross and he's got up. But they're having a rough time knowing it. The disciples are having a rough time believing it. Can we say it like this? Or they're really unsure about the walk that they just got in now. That's what I want to talk a little bit about tonight. Might say this right here, handling your walk with God. And maybe some tips for us tonight about how to handle your walk with God. Let's read a little bit tonight. Now I got a little table to clear off here a little bit before we get going. Try to get in the right place and the right mindset. So let's read verse 30. I'm going to read about 9 verses here. I'll preach 2 or 3 of them. The main thought that I've got tonight is out of verse 39. But in verse number 30 in Luke chapter number 24, the Bible said, "And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them," that's Jesus, "he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared unto Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? Why do your thoughts arise in your hearts? And then verse 39, we'll try to take our thought from here. Behold my hands, here's what he told them. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. I love this. You know what he told them? Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you again for the night that you've given us to be here, all the efforts that's been made. Lord, help us tonight. We've already prayed, already asked you, God, but would you do it tonight? Would you touch every heart, every life where we're at, the place that we're at, the need that we have, from the Word of God, from your Spirit, would you dwell deep with us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. The thought we had tonight was really about what we've been talking about already. Is the struggles and the trials of life. And I don't want to get real ahead of myself tonight, but this thing about handle me, that God said to handle me and see. I think that's pretty good advice from the Lord Jesus Christ even today. He's given us some things to handle. And the Lord started burdening my heart really about this message. I didn't have the text yet, but the thought was there about walking with the Lord. And I know the pastor's preached that here probably quite a bit. Matter of fact, I remember about 2 years ago when I was a pastor, Brother Brian over at Roadside. He came in over and did a revival. Some of y'all was there. It was a September 2 years ago, and his subject then was a walk with God. And he told me then when I was talking to him, and I've actually been preaching on that very thing to our church, and he said, "That's funny, I've been preaching that here." He said, "It's been on me, I can't get away from it. It seems like everywhere I look, there it is." And so, lo and behold, he really preached that Sunday morning. Y'all remember, he talked about the plain paths, and it doesn't really matter whether you descending up on the mountaintop or coming down in the valley, there's a place to walk with God. That's what he preached about. It's a walk with God. Then Brother Chris got up Sunday night, and he really preached the same subject, really, if he was paying attention. There's a man he preached about named, well, first of all, he preached about the judgment seat of Christ. And every man to stand before God with the deeds done in the body, see what sort that they are. And then he talked about a man named Bezalel. Had God used him? An unknown name, really, in the Word of God. I was sitting there thinking about that. I thought, unknown my foot. He made the Word of God. He made the Bible. Oh, wouldn't that be a good thing for you and I to be able to have done? I thought about my walk. I said, self, you'd have never made that. I know me. I'd like to think I could have, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be an awesome thing? Have Jason Blankenship right there in Exodus chapter number, whatever that was. Have you got that good of a walk with God? Here's what we face every day. Life. That's really what I want to talk about tonight. I'm going to take a few points out of Scripture tonight and try to get some help from the Word of God, because there's really a pretty good little recipe here. It's not all inclusive. Here I am talking about food again. Make a little soup tonight. That'd be all right. A little bit of a recipe here tonight about how to do this thing successfully. Got new converts here with us. Got some... hey, are we not in a bunch of different stages, but there's one thing that stands true. A walk with God is something that's consistent, is it not? You can't take this a step or two and say, I walked over there. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can't stop the walk with God. Let's look at the Word of God just a little bit. So let me ask this just before we get going, just by way of you looking a little bit internally. Ask yourself this question. Is my walk with God today, now, better than it was a year ago? Pretty good assessment to make. Really is. So the Lord says here in the Word of God to His disciples who were doubting, who really wasn't sure, handle me. If you'll handle me, you'll see. And so they're really not much different. And we don't, just for sake of time, we're not going to do it. But you could really go back in the chapter and read it. And you could pick out some things that they face that we face. I want to mention a few of them for you just by way that you'll know. So in Luke 24 here, these people that love Jesus face a lot of things, again, that we face. In verses 2 and 3, here's, you go back and look at it. Maybe if you're taking notes, here's what I'll say about that. They didn't find the Lord. he wasn't in that tomb anymore. But you think about it, how many times in your life when it's pretty rough and it's pretty low and you may look around and say, where are you? Lord, where are you? You ever been in that situation? So in verses 2 and 3, they didn't really find him. Verse number 4, you know what they were? They were perplexed. In verse number 5, they were afraid. In verse number 11, they had unbelief. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Y'all don't ever doubt, do you? In verse number 12, get this, they wasted time. Verse number 14, they needed someone to talk to. And oh my, you know what that's called? That's just life. It's really just life. So let's walk through some of the text tonight. Again, these are not going to take real long. But hang on just a few minutes with me. We'll stay pretty much right here. I've got one other scripture I want you to look at. We may reference a few others. But it's pretty much all right here. Look back at the Word of God with me. Let's walk through some of our text tonight. Look at verse number 30. Start back at verse number 30 tonight. Look with me. And it come to pass, the Bible says, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave them, and their eyes were open. Point number one really is probably the most simple point tonight. Captain Obvious point here for you. If you want to have a walk with God, a consistent walk with God, and get somewhere with God, you've got to spend a little time with Him. Well, it's deep, isn't it? But don't forget what we're talking about tonight, all the things that get in the way. But it's a non-negotiable tonight. If you're going to have a walk with God, you're going to have to spend some time with it. Anybody with Him, anybody know what I'm talking about? It's hard to find that time, isn't it? It is. I'll go ahead and answer for you. It's hard to find that time, but you must spend time with Him. Listen, we all tend to get our eyes on the wrong things, especially when we don't spend time with Him. Notice what the Scripture said there, and their eyes were open. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, when you get back in tune with God, you say, maybe you've drifted a little bit. You say, I've got to get back. Won't you restore to me the joy of thy salvation? And you start spending some time with God. Next thing you know, your outlook's different than it was. It's amazing. It's the world. We need God to open our eyes. Oh, in the damn time we're living in, listen. It's not a mistake that He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a matter of some is. And the what else? Especially as you see that day approaching. You think God knew what He was talking about? Oh my, in the day and time we're living in. Listen, we need truth from the Word of God. We need to know how to raise Brother Jason and our children. We need to know what's important in life. And it's straight out of the Word of God. You can't get it if you don't spend time with it. Listen, you'll not get it if you don't understand what's important. If your eyes are not open to what's true in God's eyes and what's important in God's eyes, you'll never get there. Everything else will be important to you. Everything else is going to be in the way. You've got to spend time with Him. And it's a battle that we all face. Brother Caleb, every one of us, especially y'all going to face, get ready to get married, all the hustle and bustle, listen to everything going on and the wedding coming up and all this, it's got to be perfect, it's got to be, you know what I'm talking about, bro? Amen, Brother Caleb. He's already learned. He don't want to get in trouble. Smart man, that marriage is going to last a long time. But you know what's really important? Building a marriage on what God says. You can easily, listen, parents, listen, grandparents, you can easily get you quit spending time with God, get your eyes off the important things. You'd be amazed how fast you're back out in the world. And I know I'm talking to Wednesday night crowd, but maybe we need it tonight. So point number one, you've got to spend time with Him. It's a non-negotiable. Point number two comes out of verse number 32. So their eyes are open because they spent some time with Him in verse number 31. Oh, let me finish verse 31. I don't want to skip over this. And they knew Him. I don't really have this as a point. You want to know Him better? You got to spend time with Him. Got to. And they knew Him. And there He vanished out of their sight. But look at verse number 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us. I want to explore something with you tonight. How many of you have had enough walk with God in your day? And I'm not talking about just in church. There's been good church services, man. We felt Holy Ghost of God move my heart burn, right? Your heart's burning, man. You didn't want to leave. But have you had that at home? Have you had that by yourself? I'm talking about just you and God. Spending time, verse 30 and 31, spending time with the Lord. And here He comes. And your heart, anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, what a special time with God. You know what the worst part about that is, Brother Jason? It don't last forever. Man, I could go into some, y'all think I was weird, but I could go into some times that I've had with my God right there in my basement. No, I'm going to tell you the first time or two, when it gets on like that, I'm going to tell you it'll scare you just a little bit for God and how God will meet with you. don't last forever though. You know what I find myself doing? I got to go to work tomorrow. We're talking about a walk with God. Can we just get real tonight, Brother Connor? Can we just get real down to where we're living tonight? We need those times with God. But you can't have it if you don't spend time with God. Talk about a time that he's burned, that it burns in your heart. Oh my. If you have never, if you are not there, you need to get there. I'm talking about things that help you smooth some things out like Pastor preached about. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 14 tonight. Here's why we need this. Can I tell you tonight you need a little help along the way?
Amen.
You can't do this on your own. Need some strength along the way. Need some help from God, Brother Connor, along the way. Here's some things that get in the way of this walk. Listen, it could be the boss at work. It could be all that stuff that we put in the way. What did I tell y'all? 1 Samuel chapter number 14. I probably ought to turn there too, shouldn't I? Look at verse number 24. Saul's king right here. And Saul, it's all about, God anointed Saul, but it wasn't too long, it was all about Saul. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a little bit since I've read the whole chapter, but if I'm not mistaken, they're going to battle with the Philistines here. Or was it the Amalekites? It's one of them. Brother Jason, you tell me later, okay? But here's what I'm going to tell you tonight. There was a burden put on God's people right here that kept them from enjoying the blessings of God. Let's read it a little bit. I'll show you right here from the Word of God. Look at verse 24. Here's the soldiers, people going to battle. Are you going to battle every day? Are you trying to walk for the Lord? It's a battle. Put yourself right here. Look at this. And the men of Israel, verse 24, were distressed that day. For Saul had adjured the people, saying, "Cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening." Notice what he said, "that I may be avenged on mine enemies." So none of the people tasted any food. And all they of the land came to the wood, and there was honey upon the ground. Now you got to get this. We're going to read this a little bit more, but you got to get the picture here. In the Word of God, when you encounter wood, it's really talking about humanity. It's really talking about us, our human walk, really our bodies, our humanity. Notice here what they're doing. They came to a wood, the woods. So I thought about this right here, Brother Brian. Here these people are in the battle. We're in the battle. And you know what they're doing? They're walking through the woods. We're just walking through everyday life in this old flesh. But notice what was there. Can you picture this? They're walking through some woods and there's honey on the ground. It gets even better. Notice verse 26. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped. Now, I wouldn't want to run into those bees, would you? But there was some honey in that place. It was falling out of the trees. The honey dropped, but no man... Hold on, I lost a word. Put... It's at the bottom of my page. No man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. Verse 27, but Jonathan heard not his father charge the people with an oath, wherefore he put forth the end of his rod that was in his hand, and he dipped in an honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. He got some energy. Verse 28, then answered one of the people and said, "Thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food this day." And the people were faint. And then Jonathan said, "My father hath troubled the land." See, I pray you how mine eyes... Oh, it's so important you get this. I'm going to go back and preach it just a little bit, okay? But notice what it says. I pray you how my eyes have been enlightened. Because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more? If happily the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found, for would there not have been a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? It was the Philistines, by the way, Brother Jason. So what's the typology here? Number one, we're talking about that burning in our heart. Do you realize that God gives us some honey along the way to enjoy? And when you're in the fight and when you're in the battle, a lot of times there's things that can get in the way, and it's every time it's man, something about man that gets in the way. Every single time. And so what the preaching here is really, the honey's available for the taking. Amen. The honey's there to help you to enlighten your eyes and to give you strength along the way. But listen, we let things get in the way. Amen. Have you had those times with God? Those times where your heart burns. Listen, that's the honey sometimes that you might just need for a little bit of strength. Just like they said here at the end, we read here at the end, Jonathan said, how much more? How much more strength could you have daily with your walk with God if you spend time with Him? How much more strength could we have? Listen, he said right here, how greater could the slaughter have been? I wonder how many more battles in my life, I'm talking about in my Christian life, if I'd have walked with God this way and spent that time with God and had those sweet times with God and tasted of the honey that God's got for me, I wonder how many more battles I could have won in my life. Not me winning them, but Him. How many more times I would have labored in prayer. I'm talking about being strong in the Lord. Is this landing anywhere tonight? God, help us to be consistent. We need it. I'm back in Luke chapter number 24. Our hearts burn within us. You need the honey along the way. But not only in verse 32 did they take time to spend time with God, and they got close enough with God and heard His voice that their heart burned. Notice what he did. It was while he talked with us, by the way. A walk with God. And not only that, let me just say this. This probably doesn't happen without the last part of the verse. While he opened to us the Scriptures. Amen. Remember I mentioned the recipe tonight? It's not just enough to say, I'm going to dedicate 5 minutes, Lord. Get me while you can. But it's spending dedicated time with God and in the Word of God and with the Word of God. You realize the Bible, God said in His Word, I magnify my Word above my name. Think it's not important? It's important. It's important, Brother Dale, that we get in where you can't have a consistent walk with God without the Word of God. So you need some honey along the way. The fire's got to, let's just say it this way, the fire's got to have a little fuel. And I could probably name about every time I can remember that sweet presence of God, just me and Him, it involved the Word of God. Not only was it dedicated time with the Lord, but it was dedicated time with the Word of God. So the fire's got to have a little fuel. He opened the Scriptures to them. Time spent with the Lord must be accompanied by the Word. Without the Word and the time spent in the Word, the time spent with the Lord, listen, oh, I'm going to say it again, it'll vanish. Did you hear what I said? Without the Word and time spent in the Word, the time spent with the Lord's going to vanish. You're not going. In other words, you're not going to get where you want to be in your walk with God by not including the Word of God. It's where our strength comes from. Joy of the Lord is our strength, but you can't have joy without the Word of God. I mean, all this thing goes together. Verse 33 is point number next, whatever it is. Look at what it says. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and they that were with him. Point number, whatever this one is in verse 33 is this right here. The walk with the Lord is magnetic. Notice who's together. You see, I was listening to preaching today and you know, Doubting Thomas didn't get to experience what the other disciples did. He wasn't there. But all these disciples here that had spent time with God and was endeavoring to walk with God, you know what it brought them to? Each other. I know, another simple point. But you'll have a desire to be with God's people, Brother Jason. I'm not talking about a have to because Mama made me. I'm talking about I can't wait to get there again. That's a pretty good check. Listen, if you find yourself without that desire a little bit, your gauge is getting toward empty a little bit. Just a walk with God. We've got to spend time with Him, but spending time with Him and having the honey that He drops along the way creates something in our life. We want to be around the people of God. The other 11, they found themselves gathered together. And so the walk with the Lord is magnetic. Somehow that fire of that walk causes people to want to be around God's people even more. There's a hunger that the body of Christ needs. I'm going to turn, if you want to turn there, you can. I forgot about this, but I want you to see it, or at least hear Ephesians chapter number 4. If you want to turn there, this is pretty good what God's put together. Ephesians chapter number 4, talking about the body of Christ. You know, the body, it's important the body dwell together. It's important that what we're doing tonight's important. It helps your walk with God. It helps your strength. Not just the preaching. I'm talking about the fellowship. It's a pretty amazing thing that God's put together. Here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 16. From whom the whole body... Are you part of the body? You know, there's places tonight we won't take time to be there or to go there. But there's places in the Word of God, Paul's epistles, it talks about the lame parts. We don't want to be that. But a properly functioning body, looks what it does, from the whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's a whole mouthful to say we need each other. There's probably some highly educated folks in here, but I studied this out one time. It's been a while, but what I learned about is your blood vessels and your arteries are not moving around your body. Everything that your body moves around, all the fluids and things that it needs, you wouldn't, that big old muscular arm sitting on the front row there, when that thing bends, what are they laughing about? It's so funny. Listen, when your muscles and your ligaments that are put together, when they're compacted and one squeezes and the other, there's fluids in your body that gets extracted, and the next thing you know, that thing carries away, and then it retracts and it draws some more in. That's what the Bible's talking about here. The functioning body of Christ is healthy for each other. We need it. Talking about a walk with God. I got to move. So the fire's got to have fuel. The walk of the Lord is walk with the Lord's magnetic. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We talked about that. Look at verse number 35. when they was together, notice what they did. They told what things were done in the way. And how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Listen, do we have that? Do we have that excitement that when we get together, whether on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, Sunday nights, or visitation or whatever, do we have that? Brother Mark, do you not have enough walk with the Lord to say, Brother Mark, let me tell you what God's doing right here. Brother Brian, you won't believe what God did because you're spending time with Him. And He's working in your life. He's blessing what's going on, this walk with God. It's a shareable experience. And it ought to be a pretty common thing with the people of God. And then in verse, not only verse 35, it's a shareable experience, but verse 36, we see the result is help. So they told all the things in verse 35 that was done in the way, but verse 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus Himself stood in the midst of them. Talk about a recipe. And we've shared a little burdens tonight. We've had some prayer requests that are real needs. But you know what our real need, you know what we really ask for tonight? That God would do this right here. Come right in the midst and say those words right there. Peace. That's what we need. Oh, that He would do it. He can do it. He will do it. And so the result of this is help. There's some scripture there in the Old Testament. It's Micah 6 through 8, or 6 and 6 through 8. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee? Listen. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's what He wants. See, there's really enough, all this stuff that I get worried about and think must be done, it's really not as important as the things I need to be doing with the Lord and for the Lord. So I'm about done tonight. Let me read you just a few things that I wrote down. Some of it may be a little bit funny, so it may lighten it up a little bit. But a continuing walk, listen, it's not just a step or two. It's not stopping along the way. Get this, just like walking with a close friend requires saying no to many other things, so also walking with God requires letting go of anything that would be a distraction. Here's you a good thought. So if you were on a walk with a friend, but you brought a kazoo and played the whole time, that walk would not be very satisfying for either of you, would it? I mean, unless both of you really like kazoo. Do you think about that? Brother Ryan, we may do experiment. We may try that. We'll let him pick. Do you think about that? You're walking with somebody. You want to try to spend some time with them, but they're busy. Isn't that a lot of times the way we are? We love the Lord. But a lot of times, and you'll think about this tomorrow, when the Lord comes to your mind, say, oh, you need to spend some time in prayer, but you're blowing that kazoo. Y'all going to think about that tomorrow. So many people attempt to walk with God, but they bring a kazoo. They bring kazoo-like habits, which could be sin, could be worldly entertainment. It could be unhealthy relationships. They know these things are not a good choice for them, but they pretend everything's fine. The relationship is not really satisfying for them or God. So to walk with God means that you and God agree, right, about your life. That's what it's about. Can two walk together? Except they agree. Amos 3:3. To walk with God means you've aligned your will with His and seek every day to consider yourself crucified with Christ. That's Galatians 2:20. And to walk with God, finally, your heart's desire is to be pleasing to God, and you're willing to let His Spirit conform you to His image, Romans 8:29. So verse 39, we're going to end with that, and we've got just a little bit of business right after this. Behold my hands and my feet. Handle me and see. Think about all the things God's given us to handle. The Holy Ghost of God. The Word of God. He's given us a mind to meditate on the things of God. He's given us a pastor. Gives pastor, evangelist, teachers. Gives us all these things to be able to handle along life's way. When things get tough, there's honey there to pick up. There's strength along the way. It's up to us, Brother Brian. It's up to us. God bless you tonight. I think I'm done.